with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Hurricane Helene aid should start to flow later this month.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has pledged to start paying out tens of billions of dollars in aid to victims of Hurricane Helene later this month. Farmers say they need that aid as soon as possible to repay debts from last year for loans for seed, fertilizer, and other materials. Farmers need to pay off that debt so they can borrow money for this year's crops. Congress set a deadline of March 21st to hand out the money when it passed a $100 billion disaster relief package in December. The late September storm cut a path from Florida into North Carolina, causing billions in damages to farmers alone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says it's up to Russia now as the United States pushes for peace in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president welcomed Ukraine's acceptance of a 30-day ceasefire and said efforts now shift to talks with the Russians.
It's up to Russia now.
And he said if Moscow agrees.
Well, I think that would be 80% of the way to getting this horrible bloodbath finished. It's a bloodbath.
The president again made veiled threats of hitting Russia with new sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kuwait has released a group of American prisoners, including veterans and military contractors jailed for years on drug-related charges. That's according to Jonathan Franks, a representative for the detainees. The move Wednesday is seen as a goodwill gesture between two allies. The free prisoners have been flown to New York amid a U.S. government push to bring home Americans jailed in foreign countries. Families of those detained have alleged their loved ones faced abuse while imprisoned. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points. This is SRN News. A new poll of Americans on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More major corporations are dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that critics say promote the LGBT agenda and racism. Uber is one of the latest. The ride-hailing service has removed the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed last month. Salesforce did the same thing. This is SRN News. It will continue to be an active year of state executions.
Six men have died by court-ordered executions so far this year, and 12 other people are scheduled to be executed in six states during the remainder of 2025. From Thursday through March 20th, three men are set to be executed in Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma. The other states with scheduled executions this year, Ohio, Tennessee, and Texas. The most recent U.S. execution came Friday when Brad Sigmund died by firing squad in South Carolina. Sigmund, the second man to be executed in South Carolina this year. John Scott reporting.
About 50 cars and trucks that are part of Ford's Heritage Fleet are on display in Dearborn, Michigan. Some highlights include a series of Mustang performance vehicles, plus a 1938 V8 ambulance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.